Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right. 9 o'clock on a Friday. It's Sean Smith time, baby. Hey, Sean, I want to read you this lyric from Taylor Swift's new album, and I want your insight on it. It goes as followed. Forgive me, it sounds cocky. He opened my eyes, redwood tree. It ain't hard to see. His love was the key that opened my thighs. What say you, Sean Smith?
I'm trying not to laugh. I mean, I like the lyrics, but I mean, Travis Kelce opened her eyes in the woods.
How many times are they going to play that song today in the locker room?
If I was there, I'd be playing it all day. You know, I'm going to put the lyrics over his locker.
Yeah. Tell us, like what goes on, how you give each other kind of, you know, static when something like that goes down, you know?
When something like that goes down, you know you got to get in with the equipment staff. So Allen and them will be in with it, and Sharp, they'll be in on it too, and make a joke or prank on somebody when it comes to you getting in trouble. Like, not trouble, but a little deal like that. If they dating somebody hot.
He's got that dog in him, apparently. He went from Cleese to Kelce overnight, Sean.
So I want to ask your opinion on this from a defensive mindset when there's projected weather. Lots of rain, it seems like, in Jacksonville Monday night. Advantage offensive line or defensive line?
Defensive line, to me, in my opinion, because they're going to go on, the count's going to either quick count or go on one, and you know it's going to be run game. So it's going to be, once again, we're talking about the trenches every week because that's where the game is won up front.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought the offensive line for the Chiefs did a pretty good job last week, you know, against Baltimore. I know they were banged up, but even still, they went out there, they did what they needed to do. Did you take away that kind of, you know, enthusiasm from the offensive line last week?
I was happy with the offensive line play. I was happy with the team overall play, you know, just in general, getting back on track. I was making it a must-win game. I mean, we don't make the schedule. The schedule is what the schedule is, and we have to go out there and play it. And right now, the Jacksonville Jaguars is next up, and hopefully we can get to 3-2.
What would you do to a guy like Trevor Lawrence to get him off his game?
I call him Surfer Boy, Beach Boy or something. Just mess with him with his ponytail, about his hair, you know what I mean? He's like, he has that, he's a savvy quarterback. He has a swag. He has a more nonchalant swag than the Giants quarterback, Dart. But Trevor Lawrence has been been good since he's been in the league. He just can't never win the big game. And, you know, he's been have talent around him, but they just can't win. I don't know if it's the head coaching or what. I just hope Andy Reid doesn't get in the shouting match with Lane Cohen.
Yeah. What did you make of that? Like Cohen and what's his name, Salah, going after it the other day. What do you take away from that?
I thought it was funny, but that lets me know that there's something. I don't know if they was on the same staff before together, but I think they were saying that Cohen is known for stealing signs, of the signs. And you can see that when you watch film, sometimes signs and know the plays. Even if you know what the play is coming, you still got to stop it.
Right.
I don't care. So it doesn't matter.
When you look at this Chiefs team after last week's game against the Ravens, what was like your big takeaway? Like, what was the one thing that where you watched that game and said, that's what I needed to see?
Well, what I wanted to see was we capitalized in the red zone. We got the run game going. We still had penalties, but as not as much as we normally do. And just got a victory. You know, playing against Lamar is scary. And I think the defense did a good job, even though they say his hamstring, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I don't give two rats ass. You line up and play football. Next man up.
Right.
I just feel like they are professionals. And the Chiefs right now, we're just about to hit a streak and get going and shut all the doubters up and just, you know, enjoy the season.
Well,
it's a long season.
It is. I mean, and that's the thing, like with the NFL, we want to make our rash judgments after week one and all this kind of stuff. And then the season starts to play out and it changes, you know?
Yeah, but it's a long season. So with the Chiefs, with everything going on, we just have to go out there and execute and make the plays like we're supposed to. If we do that, we'll be fine. And, you know, special teams, we once again, we have to be excellent on special teams. And the defense has to keep playing the way they're playing right now.
Yeah, they're playing awesome right now, aren't they?
No, they're playing great. They just don't get the respect of it like normal, you know. We always talk about Mahomes, but the defense also helps us win championships.
Yeah,
offense helps us win games.
No doubt. You pair up that defense with the performance you saw from Patrick Mahomes last week, and, you know, offensive player of the year in the AFC, 274 touchdowns, and literally not worthy, not Kelsey. It was all the supporting cast. Is that, like, when you see Xavier Worthy come back, that's the first game, and we saw how much this offense was opened up. I'm amazed to see what happens when they bring in Rashee Rice, but it's crazy to think that Xavier Worthy, the one guy on this team that's a speedster, not the one guy, but one of the guys that's a speedster on this team, what he did for that offense last week.
No, he did a great job. I mean, that just lets you show we wouldn't have lost the first game if he didn't get hurt.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just think about it. He doesn't get hurt, we win. His speed is a threat. His speed is a threat. Having everything out there for him and doing everything is a threat. I mean, we need that. If you don't have that, you can't win.
Yeah, from a defensive perspective, what does a guy like that mean for you guys on defense? You see him out there on the field. How does that affect what you guys are trying to do?
For one, we're just trying to stop him from making a big play. You don't want him to make a big play. His speed. It's just like when Tyreek Hill out there. His speed. You got to account for a guy. No matter what, if they old or not, why people can say he washed up or whatever. That's just like if Odell Beckham comes out, you still got to give him the respect. Because anything can happen.
Right.
You know, anything.
When you saw that injury to Tyreek Hill, what was your first reaction? Is it over for him?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. It's just funny that, you know, they say karma happens, you know. It's a big thing going around with Talib talking about karma. The football guys don't like it. That's why he got hurt because he was domestic to his wife. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't get into people's personal problems like that. But, hey, everything happens for a reason. That's how I look at it.
All right, let's look at this week's game against Jacksonville. What happens if the Chiefs blow out the Jags? Do they get the love from that national media, or does it turn into something like, oh, they should have beat Jacksonville anyway, and they continue to kind of, you know, dump on what the Chiefs have been able to do this year?
You know, it's funny you say that because everybody was talking about the Giants, but guess what? The Giants beat the Chargers. The Chargers were undefeated.
Right.
With a rookie quarter. So, I mean, it makes our loss to the Chargers not as bad as it was to everybody. Now everybody could shut the F up, you know?
Right. But you're not hearing a lot about the Chargers this week. We talked about that at the beginning of the show. There's not a lot of, oh, what's going wrong with the Chargers? They just lost to the Giants. You've heard nothing of that this week.
Man, that's just because we are America's team, the Chiefs, and everybody finds any little thing to say about us. And guess what? We kick the Jags' ass, and then we get ready to go to Detroit for a tough game.
No doubt. Are you excited for that Detroit game more or the Buffalo game later on in the season?
I'm excited. I'm be honest. I'm excited. The game I'm really excited for when they play the Cowgirls on Thanksgiving.
Mm,
that's the game I'm really excited for because then that'll – that'll let us know where we're at and if we're really headed to the playoffs and, you know, what's going on. That's the last push.
You really hate the Cowgirls.
No, I never hate them. I say this all the time. I'm forever thankful for Jerry Jones for giving Jerry Jones, Bill Parcells for ever giving me a shot, and that's how I first got in the NFL, by getting signing a free agent deal with them, undrafted free agent deal with them, and they gave me my first break. The little bitterness I have towards them was because later on in my career when they needed some D tackles, they didn't want to bring me back. That's the little grunt I have about them, but hey, they treat me well. I mean, I still go to the alumni. I get to go to the Cowboys Club. You know what I mean? It's just, hey, Jerry Jones is a businessman, and guess what? Sean Smith is a businessman, too. I learned from the best.
No doubt about it. Hey, well, next time you're in town, man, I'll give you a shot, but it won't be a roster spot. It'll be some sort of tequila with a little bit of something on the side.
No, I tell you what, you don't even have to give me tequila, man. We're just going to go to the dispensary down there in Kansas City, man, and get some of that House of Kush certified and, you know, get you right. You know what I mean? Then you can go in the garage on Sunday after a victory like my guy.
No doubt. Well, I puff it three times in pass, so I hope that's okay.
Hey, you know, what's that show that, I'm telling my age here. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite movies, Spicoli.
Yeah, you can start calling me Spicoli if you want, Sean. Hey, we appreciate every week, man. Enjoy high school football tonight, and then Saturday college and Sunday football, and then Monday night, the big one against the Jaguars.
All right, man, I appreciate it. It's our homecoming, so hopefully we get the W. We lost last week, and guess what we lost at? We lost at Mr. Hunt Stadium because, you know, they're part of the Dallas, they're St. Mark's High School. They donated, paid for a lot of stuff, and then we lost at the field. The Hunt field. I should have taken a picture for you. I didn't feel so bad because it's, you know, Mr. Hunt family. So it's like I'm a Chiefs family too. So it's like, hey, I lost at home. It's okay.
That's all right. Get him this week, Sean.
All right. Y'all have a good one, fellas. Thanks for having me.
You too, bud. No pun intended.
Yeah. Oh, boy. What a time he is. I love that, man. Coming up next, we get to our roundtable, and this time we're joined by Mackenzie Nelson of KSHB 41. We'll get to that next here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sport. Friday at 9:15-ish, it's roundtable time on 96.5 The Fan. Get in the game with the Chiefs Kingdom Scratch Ticket, only available at the Kansas Lottery. Top prize is $75,000, plus an enter for a drawing for a chance to win Chiefs experiences. See KSLottery.com. Joined this week with us is Mackenzie Nelson of KSHB 41. We'll see if your microphone works. Are we good?
Best of luck. One's working. I don't know which one. I think the one to your left. Yes, there. Yes.
This one.
Yes,
which
there
one?
You go.
I guess I could ask, which one would you rather use?
Oh, my God.
What? You've been debriefed?
Walked into the building? You debriefed me on the way up the stairs.
That's right.
Yeah.
And what are your thoughts? She's active.
Oh, we could say that. Okay. I'm shocked a little bit. Okay. And you had mentioned, I mean, Taylor Swift is very popular amongst, like, young women.
For sure.
You
right,
know?
Right. Yeah.
So this is slightly shocking, but I have not listened to the album yet. I have not listened to the song. I just read those lyrics on that one. So who
beautiful
knows,
song.
The other parts of the album could be great for kids.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. But she's also in her 35-year era
exactly.
now, too.
She's not a teen.
No, she's not. And really, though, she never really has been kind of that teen bop music. I was telling Dusty before the show when she first, you know, announced her presence here in Kansas City and became a thing, and I started listening because I got daughters. I wanted to have the conversations about the music I'm listening to. And I put out a tweet like, damn, Taylor Swift's music's really good, right? Yeah. And somebody responded and said, oh, yeah, you shouldn't use that language when you're talking about Taylor Swift. I'm like, have you looked at her music? Like, it's not teeny bopper music.
No, even when she came out when she was, like, young and was doing more, like, country music, like, it was still a lot of, like, relationship love, like, that type of thing, breakup music. You know, she was, like, known for always writing breakup songs on her relationships. So I'm not, like, shocked by you telling me this news on my way up the stairs, but... Yeah.
Because it's me
listen.
Or because it's the song?
The song.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, okay, yeah. Wow. I was going to say because it was Dusty.
But I thought I was catching strays earlier.
I appreciate you getting me up to speed on Taylor Swift's new album.
There you go.
She has 13... I didn't think it would be Dusty getting me up to speed.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, we're up early, though. So it came out at midnight, right? So we had the opportunity to listen to it at 3 a.m. driving it if we wanted to. But it's just interesting how this has become, like, even Good Morning Football. What track did you like the best off of this Taylor Swift album? It's just an all-encompassing thing. And, you know, I know there are people out there who don't like it for whatever reason, but it's one of the most embraceable things that we've ever seen in professional sports.
Yeah, and it's like, get over it at this point. Yeah. It's been a couple years now, right?
Yeah, we got called clowns and grown-ass men talking about a pop singer today, so that was interesting.
Oh, fun.
You do a lot of work at the practice facilities, and obviously you go to a ton of games and watch this team. What have you seen change since that New York Giants win?
Just the offense really looking like it's coming together. And I think last week, seeing Xavier Worthy back, it was almost like he brought this spark that was missing. Mm-hmm. And it almost was like it was just more cohesive. Like, it felt like Patrick Mahomes was more comfortable. It felt like they were spreading the ball around better. Like, it just was needed for him to get in there so they could get somewhat back to normal. I know they're still missing a key piece in Rashee Rice, but it was like night and day different with Xavier Worthy back. You know, nothing against the other receivers. Tyquan Thornton's been really great. But seeing Xavier on the field, it just was completely different, I think.
Yeah, it's like when Mick Schaefer takes off and they have to have Jack Harry fill in. It's just not that good.
Funny story about that. We just learned our voicemails, like our desk phones. I can't speak this morning. My voicemail is like, oh, you've reached Tara Hall, who is someone that worked at KSHB in like 2014, I think.
Yeah.
And mixes Jack Harry.
Oh, it is. Yeah. He should just leave it for
told we have to change it. I'm like, I don't know how to.
You've reached Jack Smack.
Yeah. Anytime we have anything issue, we always give our boss's email over the air. So anytime somebody has a problem with you, just go to at Jack Harry at whatever. Yeah. He's back in the action sports days.
Oh, my God.
No, you talked about the offense and kind of getting its spark back with Xavier Worthy. It also gave Mahomes a spark back because he was offensive player of the week in the AFC with 270 and four touchdowns.
Four touchdowns since 2023.
Right.
That's weird to say out loud, right? I mean, the offense was so good and it was just like so dominant over the last few years. And then last year you look at the Chiefs never scored more than 30 points, right, in the regular season. And then for him to come out, have four touchdowns, the same game that Xavier Worthy makes his return, even though he did not score, it was just different, like a completely different Chiefs team.
It looked night and day. It looked like it went from preseason to regular season is kind of how I viewed it. You know, like they were saving everything, holding stuff back, all that kind of. They were holding back because they didn't have the opportunity to run it. But really, like I hate the hindsight 2020 guy, but they're probably 3-1 if they don't lose Xavier Worthy. I think they win that opening night game with Xavier Worthy. They could be 4-0 if Travis doesn't, you know, tip the ball to the Eagles and they return it, you know? I mean,
just a few little things.
But that's it. I mean, that's why people freaking out about this team. Like, they should be at worst at a 3-1 football team right now if Worthy doesn't get hurt.
Somebody asked me the other day, do you think the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs? And I was like, really?
No, they didn't. Really?
Yes. I was like, are you really asking me this question? Like, you really think they're not? Since when did we think they would not?
Yeah.
Like, when did that happen?
Oh,
you know?
My gosh. Was that a listener email or?
I don't know. It was someone that messaged me on my professional page and was like, hey, what are your thoughts on this? Like, are they even going to make the playoffs? And I'm like, you cannot be serious, right? Like, this is a joke.
Yeah.
That's when you just send it back and just says, seen, no reply. She saw it, but she didn't respond.
Well, I mean, blocked.
But it's ridiculous to have that take, right?
Yeah.
It really is. Like, we've been around long enough with this regime now to know that they figure things out and they'll get it done. You got the greatest coach quarterback combination we've ever seen in the NFL, and they're going to figure out a way to get this thing done. To think like they're not going to make the playoffs, it makes me wonder, did you just start watching the Chiefs in 2015? Right. You know, and I know, look, there's a lot of young people that don't have the history and all that kind of stuff. There are a lot of new fans, obviously, but if you're thinking in week three or week four that this team isn't making the playoffs, you've not been paying attention to what's been going on around here.
In so many seasons, we've watched them start out slow, and they might have been winning games, you know, in weird ways last season, but they've started out slow. And I remember, like, you know, into the middle of last season, we were like, okay, when is this offense going to look like it, you know, knows what it's doing, or that they're cohesive? And I mean, we've said that every year. So just because there's been a few like mishaps through 4 weeks doesn't mean, oh no, like everybody start freaking out.
when you look at this Jacksonville team, I think the biggest narrative that everybody's taken away is that they turn the ball over against teams. Like they rain it out in turnovers, but they played Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Mac Jones, who had a great game last night. And quarterbacks that really aren't what Patrick Mahomes is. Now that's not fair because there's about three that get the category where he's at. This game, from what we've been told now, and I'm sure people in your profession as well are telling you that there's weather moving in, that it's going to be lots of rain, slop pit. Like, what does that do for you? Like, do you see this team finally running the ball for the first time in our entire life? Or is it just like, stick to what you know and just keep being the Chiefs?
Maybe a mix of both. I think they have to get the run game going if the weather is going to be bad, you know, because if not, you're going to have drops. The ball's going to be slipping through hands and stuff like that. So this would be a perfect opportunity for the run game to get going. And I think that's going to have to happen if it is storming at the time of the game.
Are you seeing a lot of Breshard Smith at practices? Is he getting involved more?
Yes, and hearing Andy Reid talk about him yesterday too. Just nothing but positive things to say about him and how he's a rookie but doesn't act like it or doesn't appear to, you know, look like this is his first season, which I thought was really interesting because anytime you've heard Andy Reid like talk about rookies, it's like, yeah, they're getting their feet. Like it's going to take some time, but he was very confident in what he said yesterday about Smith.
He has to be because the guy is a playmaker. Yeah. I mean, you've got to utilize those guys. And I know there's been a real push inside that organization from everybody, quite honestly, to start running the football a little bit more and utilizing the run game. And I think that needs to be imperative, not just this weekend in the rain, but overall. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has been on the injury list twice now already this season. Right. And I know it's minor stuff, but I start to look at that and I go, okay, that's lingering. It's going to be one of those things. Let's try to take some pressure off of him every once in a while. Just give him a play or two where he can just kind of breathe a little bit.
Yeah, like let's not have him be the leading rusher.
Right, yeah.
You know, let's give the ball to somebody else. But I will say, like, Kareem Hunt's been really great in those, like, short yardage situations. But, like, Isaiah Pacheco, I feel like it's been really, really slow. And then he might have, like, a couple, you know, good plays here and there, but it's not consistent. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see on Monday night just how they get that going.
Yeah, the Pacheco thing is interesting to me because I walked away from the game last week, and I'm like, okay, he had a pretty nice game.
You know, it feels like yesterday.
It does, right? This week is blazed by, no pun intended. It just seems like it was yesterday, but he looked good. Like, I'm like, okay, he's starting to get it back a little. I think Isaiah Pacheco's biggest problem is the mental side of things. Like, you have those injuries, it is tough mentally to come back from those injuries. And I think that's ultimately what he's dealing with right now.
That, and I feel like he doesn't, you know, maybe see the field fully. I don't know about you guys, but when I watch him, like, I think he's great and I like Isaiah Pacheco, but it's like he's not running through the holes. Like, we're running into
everyone. Think that's the mental fear side of things. Like,
I don't want to get hit or something. Like,
right. Because guys will always tell you when they have those catastrophic, you know, injuries, it takes another year mentally to feel confident. Well, he doesn't have another year because he's done after this one here, you know, in Kansas City. So, I'm like, I like him at spurts, but it's like it's not consistent with Isaiah Pacheco right now.
When you look at this, so I played this game with Bob on, what was it, Wednesday? I can't remember. But so the Chiefs' narrative always seems to flip immediately. So last week, Ravens were favored by Vegas all the way until kickoff by 2.5 points. And then after the game, it was like, well, the Ravens were beat up. The Chiefs didn't really beat the Ravens. Yeah. It's all this. Man. So let me ask you this. If the Chiefs win this game 17-14, what will the narrative be?
That the Chiefs are not that good. They barely, you know, got by with a win over Jacksonville. I don't think it would be anything like positive in the Chiefs' favor. I think it would be like doubting them because that's just what everybody's doing right now. Right. They're like, oh, they're not playing well. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. As opposed to, hey, this was a step forward or this, you know what I mean? Like, it's always that negative side.
Yeah, it is. That's what they do with the Chiefs. And then you got the Buffalo situation where they're not winning by a lot. They don't look that impressive, but everybody's praising
Josh
Buffalo.
Allen.
Josh Allen's the greatest thing ever, you know?
And then
Taylor Swift song.
No, but he's got Haley Steinfeld. Yeah. I think he's doing all right.
Yeah, but they don't have Taylor Swift in the stands.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Other side of it, Chiefs win 42-10.
I think that's a good win. Dominant win, but it's also at the same time, it's Jacksonville.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So they can't win. There's no win.
There is a win-win situation here when you're playing Jacksonville. I don't know.
Because the whole thing this week is Jacksonville is quick on defense. They force turnovers. Mm-hmm. They've done this. They've shown that they are a good team in the South, which whatever that division is. And they can play with the Chiefs. The Chiefs are only 3.5-point favorites in this game. I know it's a road game. It's Monday night, whatever, yada, yada, yada. But
we go 6-7 now. It's not yada 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 anymore. The kids are saying 6-7.
Oh,
it's 6-7?
Six, seven.
Six,
oh my God.
Yeah.
I still don't know what that means.
Nobody
my niece
does.
Was
six,
saying
seven.
It over the weekend.
Yeah.
I was like, what does this mean? She's like, hmm.
Yeah,
and
she they don't know, but they all say it, you know? 6-7. I'm like, what does that mean? I don't know.
Well, we just
but,
found out what a redwood is.
Well, that's true.
I thought it was a tree. But anyways, so yeah, because we hear this about Jacksonville that it's turnover football. Patrick Mahomes has one interception. It went off Travis Kelce's hands.
Yeah.
They don't really turn the ball over. So to me, when you look at this team with the conditions of the weather, Jacksonville not playing really anybody of, you know, no. I mean, I know they played San Francisco. They win that game, whatever. But like, if they play this game and don't turn the ball over, I can't see this being a close contest.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, speaking of turnovers, if the Chiefs aren't turning the ball over in this one and Jacksonville doesn't force any, I think that might be one of the narratives. Like, okay, they forced turnovers in every single game so far this season, Jacksonville has. And, you know, everybody's talking about just the defense and how good they are. But if the Chiefs don't have any turnovers, they're not, you know, Jacksonville's not forcing any, I think that's a win. Like, and I think that's a positive when you're looking for things to take away from this game. I think that would be one. Especially with the weather.
Would you do a live shot from that pool in Jacksonville?
Oh, my God.
Are you going there?
I'm not. I wish.
They said Harry.
I want to see the stadium and the pool. Like, and one of my best friends lives in Jacksonville, and she's going to the game. And I'm like, can you please take a picture of it? Like, I want to see it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, it's an interesting concept.
I would
not do a live shot from there, though.
No, but I would watch the entire game from there.
You would go in that pool?
Absolutely. I would take two packs of Surfsides. I'd sit there the entire game.
That's like getting in a pool in Vegas.
You still get
you
in it, though.
You just don't do it.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Well, have you ever gone to Coconuts at Lake of the Ozarks?
Oh, God,
no,
don't go there.
No.
But you've been in that pool.
I've been there.
Have you ever been
in
the lake?
I didn't get in the pool. No.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever been out at the bar.
Have you ever been in the lake at the Lake of the Ozarks?
Well,
so I don't know which is cleaner, the Lake of the Ozarks or that pool in Jacksonville. Maybe
I
the pool.
At Table Rock. I kind of
love
avoid
Table
the
Rock.
Ozarks.
I used to have a house at Table Rock. My parents did. They had a Shell Knob was where they had their lake house.
Nice.
Did you water ski?
No.
Tubed?
I tubed.
Yeah. Barrel roll. Bob still tubes, by the way.
I do. Really? Yeah.
I tubed with my 6-year-old niece for the first time this summer, and she held on tight.
It's good. Fun. I love it. I don't care how old I am. I'm going to do it till I can't.
We get one of those boats with the slides, you know, slide on. It's
right?
Fun.
Yeah.
Family
no doubt.
Fun.
You wouldn't go to the Jacksonville pool?
I would not get in it.
No, that's disgusting. No. Marlon's man's been in that thing. He said it was gross.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's not supposed to be clean.
I know. People are like, oh, once you put all the chemicals in, like, it's fine. I'm like,
yeah, all
I don't
the chemicals,
know.
All the Floridians peeing in that thing, man. You've seen Floridian,
you know,
man.
You know, he's getting out during the game to go to the bathroom.
Well,
and how, like, pruned are you when you get out of that
right.
pool at the end of the day, too? I mean, oh, God, yeah. it's just nasty.
Mm. Yeah. Speaking of nasty, the defensive line for the Chiefs has created more pressures this week. Who's the big guy this week? Like, who's the guy you want to see on the? Is it Karlaftis again? Is it Jones? Is it Norman Lott? Is it, you know, Gelati? Like, who's the guy this week for Mackenzie Nelson that you want to see, like, kind of wreck this game on the defensive side?
I would have to go with Chris Jones. I mean, he's been great, but I'd like this to be his game. And, you know, George has had great games, and I think Ashton Gelati has been great for a rookie. Omar got, you know, his first sack a couple weeks ago. We talked to him about that. Like, I just want to see Chris Jones, like, have his game. And I think this is a perfect opportunity playing Jacksonville.
Is there a Harrison Butker problem for you?
Nah.
He's fine?
I think he's fine.
Okay.
Oh, wow, because I'm not confident at
really?
All in him.
I just think there's been so much going on that he's probably just been slightly distracted.
Maybe,
and,
but
you know,
I mean, but from an offensive standpoint, like, you just can't get across the 50 now, in my opinion. You've got to get probably inside the 30 to say, okay, I can guarantee you now that Harrison Butker's going to miss it, because he's missed a kick in every game so far this year. I think he's missed more total kicks this year than he did last year, if I'm not mistaken, at this, not even at this time, but total.
I mean, that stat, missing a kick at least once through 4 weeks so far, like, that's insane. Usually we're not talking about Butker like that, but I don't know. I think, and he's been a little bit better from distance, right? He was missing those extra points pretty close.
Missed the extra point, but missed that 53-yarder against Philly.
That's
that
right.
was pretty bad. Missed one last week. Like, they should have had 40 last week in that game, you know? And how does the game change in Brazil if he makes the extra point? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, and I think he may have missed a field goal in that one. Or even the same thing with Philadelphia, if he makes the field goal in that game early on. You know, how that changes stuff. Kickers like running backs. It's all of a sudden they're great, 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 great. And then boom, you go, what the heck just happened here?
Everybody's
you
like,
know?
Is he okay? I'm like, the only thing is Butker's been the one to put points on the board when the Chiefs offense can score
right,
in the red zone. So I'm like, I think he's okay. He's been keeping the Chiefs in some of these games, like early on when they could not find the end zone. So I think he's okay. I think maybe they'll just get it fixed. I mean, and what's the problem? You know, it's not his technique like last year where he was like dropping down to one of his knees and that we were all like, what is he doing? Like, this is new. So I don't know. Is it like the hold? Is it like the mental thing? Like, is he not lined up the way he should? I don't know.
Yeah. And it's going to be interesting. Like, I don't think we can make judgments on Harrison this week if it's going to be a slop fest down there. Like, I just, you got to take the kickers out of it.
Or he has 4 for 4 from 50 yards in a soaked field. You're like, he's fine.
He's fine. Yeah. Right. If he does
your
like
judgment.
That,
right.
But you never want to leave it up to the kickers. Yeah. And that's why, like, getting these guys back on offense, starting to produce more on offense, you can kind of take it out of Harrison Butker's hands right now. Get into the end zone. You've got some guys now that can make plays on the field. You don't need to rely on that kicker as much.
Yeah, and I know Butker's a vet, obviously, right. You know, but it's like when you have to put that pressure on him, when you cannot find the end zone and you could not score, like that's got to, you know, get him a little bit, maybe make him a little bit nervous, even though he's been doing this forever, you would think.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning, is the conversation, this was an offensive performance or a defense performance?
For this week?
Yeah. Like, what would you put your trust in, like, money-wise? You'd say, I bet on Tuesday morning, $100. They're talking about how great the offense was or how great the defense was?
How great the defense was, probably.
Because of the quarterback they're playing? Or is it just because that's how much trust you had? Because we had a poll question on Wednesday. Okay. Like, do you feel more comfortable going in this game with the defense or the offense? Unanimously, almost. It was like 85%, like Frank White, leaning towards the defense.
I think it's the defense.
Okay.
I just think, yes, you are playing the Jaguars, you know, and you said weather. So it's like, they're probably going to be running the ball a lot. I think this is going to be, you know, the Chiefs defensive game to stop the run and really like make an impact. And, you know, if it is really bad or raining or storming, I don't want to put my full trust into the Chiefs,
you know,
offense.
But you don't in any offense when it's raining, but back to Dusty's point, like with this Chiefs defense, he said, like, when are we going to start like getting that credit nationally or whatever? Right. With this Chiefs defense, they've been great for 33 consecutive games or whatever. It's been where they've held opponents to under 30 points or 18, whatever the hell the number is. Everybody knows, right? When are they going to get that credit? When is that defense going to be considered one of the best in the NFL? Because I don't think anybody nationally looks at this Chiefs defense and says, oh, yeah, they're one of the best defenses out there. They are one of the best defenses in the NFL.
Yeah, nobody's talking about that.
You're
right.
About Cleveland's defense than we're talking about Kansas City's defense.
Do you think it's because people are sick of the Chiefs?
Yes.
It's like 100%. That fatigue. So they're not giving, like, you know, that respect to the Chiefs defense because they're like, we need to talk about another team. Like, we're tired of talking about the Chiefs every single day on air. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, you're right. I mean, they're not getting the respect that they deserve because they are a top defense.
So you're scared. You do weekends a lot, right? Like that's where you do you go to any high school games this weekend?
I am going to CBAC for Olathe Northwest and Shawnee Mission North, maybe?
Okay. No, we got CBAC tonight. No, we're Olathe East, and maybe we're at the other one.
I don't know what CBAC is.
College Boulevard Athletic Facilities.
Maybe I'm at the Shawnee Mission North complex.
Because I know
I should know this.
I should know where I'm going tonight, too, but I'm, you know, I don't.
I know where I'm going. At least I'm at North Blue Springs South.
That's going to be good.
Can't wait. I'm a Blue Springs alum.
Blue Springs South is like...
Legit.
Oh,
I got
my
that
God.
Quarterback. He's like a, what is he, like a dual threat? He can run, he can throw. He's
insane.
Yeah, he's going to be.
Who are you
going
to root for?
Neither one.
Okay.
The Nachos at halftime, man. Yeah. No, I went to Blue Springs, so I won't root for South. And then I live in Lee Summit, so I just, you know, I don't know. I don't want to root for the Lee Summit Broncos. I'd rather root for the Lee Summit Tigers, right?
Right, yeah.
Your K-State Wildcats okay?
How's no, that?
Is this a bad
not.
Year for you?
Yeah, that's a bad
we're
deal,
not.
Right?
Thanks for bringing it up.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to, you know, pay homage to your alumni. So, I mean, like, what's going on at K-State?
Oh, God.
Is it for Klieman?
No.
Is Avery Johnson not
listen,
who we thought he was?
Here's is it what
for
I
Klieman?
Think.
Open for him.
If you really want to know what I think, it's time to clean house. Get rid of everybody and go all in on Colin Klein.
I was just going to
bring
that
back
up.
As the head coach.
See, this is what we talked about last week.
If you don't, Avery Johnson is leaving after this season.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier in the week about now Colin Klein, because the Oklahoma City thing, Oklahoma State thing that took place where they fired that guy and Colin Klein's name came up. K-State lost a coach to Oklahoma State a few years ago in basketball, right? So I immediately think about that. I'm like, okay, K-Staters, whether or not it's time to fire the current coach at K-State, if Colin Klein's name is out there, I would imagine K-Staters are going to go, we got to move on. Yeah. We've got it. We can't let our guy go to Oklahoma State, you know?
I just don't know. Like, K-State.
But there's no
guarantees
Colin Klein
always...
is a good guy, a good coach, I mean, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I that's what I would like to see. If you're asking me if I could like wake up tomorrow and this is what happened, that's what I would want to happen. But I just don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I do hope that if the talk is like Colin Klein being a head coach somewhere else, I do hope that the Chiefs, I hope K-State goes and gets him. Because, yes, I like Chris Kleiman, but I think maybe it's just time for a change.
That quickly, okay.
Yeah, it hasn't been that long. Well, I mean, it was pre-COVID.
What, 10 years? Almost 10 years?
Been there that long?
8 years?
Him and Les Miles came in the door together.
Oof.
And I remember being at an event where both of them were on stage, and Les Miles was like Weekend at Bernie's, and Chris Kleiman was like great, like engaging with the audience. I walked away, I go, KU is screwed. This guy's dead from the neck up, and Chris Kleiman's mm-hmm. great. And that was before COVID, so he's been there quite some time.
I want to say this is his seventh season.
Yeah.
Manhattan. Seventh or eighth. He's been there for a while. That's why I think like it's okay to maybe like move on. Like he's been there. He's done, you know, what he can, and nothing against him. You know, I think he's a great coach. I just think K-State should be playing much better.
You have more FOMO from losing out on Colin Klein than you do for keeping Chris yes. Kleiman in here. Right?
Absolutely.
And I think that's, and I shouldn't speak because I'm not a K-Stater, but I feel like that's what, how most K-State fans, like mm-hmm. I'll speak for you and then you can correct me when I'm wrong. You know, I, as a KU person talking about a K-State or a K-State, mm-hmm. you know, do that, but I'll give my opinion. I think K-State's afraid to lose Colin Klein to somebody else. Yeah. And then in a year from now, have to make that change.
And then, who do we go to?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, there is that. Like, and that could hurt Kleiman, that, like, Colin Klein's name is out there, and you may not be ready to fire him now. You want to give him one more year. But, man, if you're really looking to hire this guy, you may have to make that year switch earlier. Yeah.
You know? And I think, I mean, like, speaking of KU, Lance Leipold, when you look at him and, like, his coaching so far this season, like, he's, like, the best coach that
he's
I've seen.
Great.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Yeah, yeah, he's been fantastic. And so it's like, what are we doing in Manhattan over here? Like, what is going on? Because you look at
Chris Kleiman, we've had this for 40 years.
It's different. We're not used to it.
Yeah, right.
But I just look at Lance Leipold and I'm like, man, like he is just like dominating some of these games. And Chris Kleiman, it's like, okay, hello, are we awake? Like on the side, what are we doing with some of these calls, some of these fourth down calls? What is happening? Like mm-hmm. the frustration is very high, I would say.
I could tell.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy that you joined us today on this roundtable. Yeah. We appreciate you. Mackenzie Nelson here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming
KSHB.
In.
Alex Gold left you a cocktail in the corner over there if you want to take it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he said it's KU, so you might not take it, but it's a little seltzer.
Take it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Say thanks, Alex. Get
yeah.
bent.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. That is the Kansas Lottery roundtable. Get in the game. We can't. Chiefs Kingdom Scratch ticket only available from the Kansas Lottery. Top prize is $75,000 plus enter drawings for a chance to win Chiefs experiences. CKSLottery.com. Go enjoy Taylor Swift's song, Wood. Then you get the full example of that song for sure. We appreciate the time. Mackenzie Nelson coming back. We'll get to our Richards of the Week here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Oh, man. This comes from the 515. I don't know that area code.
That is Iowa.
Okay. I have on good record, Kleiman is ready for his buyout.
I'll take a buyout.
Yeah.
Anybody would,
hey,
right?
Hey, you want to stop doing radio? Here's $2.5 million to go away.
Yeah, see done.
See Bob going down in his orange Bronco because then he's into the Taylor Swift era. it is Richard of the Week, and it is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, proud partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part is zero bubbles for zero troubles. I'll start it off. I've never done this before. My Richard of the Week is myself.
What'd you do?
I told everyone to put the mortgage on the 49ers or on the Rams last night. I woke up this morning, and I'll read you the notifications. I got absolutely roasted, and it was well-deserved because I was Richard with my prediction, and I own that. I am going to self-deprecate myself the entire time because somebody says, let me tell you something. A lot of homeless people out there after this one, Dustman. Another guy, I'm glad I decided to pay my mortgage today. And then somebody says, watching this game, this is from Cody, says, watching this game after you said to put the mortgage on the Rams with a yikes face on Twitter. I apologize. I was a Richard. I was confident. I said 8.5. Huh. Should alt spread it to 10.5. Well, Dusty, you suck. You are Richard, and you are Dusty Likens. Richard of the Week is myself, Dusty Likens. So I apologize To those of you that listened to me and took my word for granted, I'm sorry. I am nominating myself this week as a Richard of the Week.
Yeah, there you go. All right. You gave people the wrong gambling advice. That's okay. They can take it if they want. If they do, that's their problem. You're just doing some entertainment stuff. Nathan, who do you have for Richard of the Week?
Well, I'm not humble enough to name myself. Kudos to you, Dusty.
Thank you.
Should have listened to me. I would have made you money.
Yeah. Yes. Well,
twice.
Exactly.
Twice.
Go with the Patriots, folks. I mean, listen to him.
I mean, this is where it starts to really hit a rut, right? Patriots, 37-4. New England loses.
It's got to be Shedeur Sanders. And it's not because of his back and forth with the media. It's I don't care about the mime thing itself. It's your teammate is getting his chance. Dylan Gabriel is getting his first start in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a spot you hope to be in soon someday as well. All 53 guys in that locker room have to be pulling on the same end of the rope for your teammate, for your quarterback, and you're not doing that. You're not. You have not.
Well, he's pulling on a non-existent rope because he's a mime,
right? So yeah, that maybe that's what's going on, but it's still not a real rope, and 52 other guys are pulling on it, and he's pulling on the other way.
Yeah,
it, from a teammate perspective, I've got to give the Richard of the Week to Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that at all, but I will go one step further. I would also put the Browns PR staff as Richards of the Week. The third string quarterback has no business being in an open locker room, especially when you're Shedeur Sanders and. That's all people want to talk to you about. You've got to protect your organization. You've got to do a better job of protecting that player. That's your job. But also, too, he needs to be an adult. Okay? This is why you fell in the fifth round. We're seeing it right before our eyes.
Yeah, if he's a superstar in the league and someone in the media says, hey, stop talking, that's funny.
Right.
That's something that we look at and we see it's funny. Like, hey, I get your point there that you're making, Shedeur, but you're not. And it's taking away from the team. You're right about the PR staff, Bob. But you've got to grow up.
Yeah, you got to be an adult, man. And I know it's hard when, you know, you're raised and Deion's your dad and he probably took care of everything. You never really had to be an adult, but you're 23. The excuses are over.
Relationship right advice, don't fake it to make it. Athletic advice, fake it to make it.
Yeah, it's just true.
You may not like Dylan Gabriel. You may not like the Browns. Hey, you know what? We're ready for this. I'm excited for Dylan. I hope he goes out there and does well, and I'll be ready if they call my number. Anything else? No,
that's
okay,
it.
Okay, thank you.
Or you just don't go into the locker room. I've never heard of a third quarterback being interviewed before. Like,
I've never heard of this much coverage for a third string quarterback.
And that's
in my
the
life.
Other thing. I mean, we had Patrick Mahomes as a second string quarterback, and he never spoke. And he would say, "I'm not the quarterback. You talk to the quarterback."
That's actually very accurate because I was at the Tennessee Titans loss in the playoffs, and I went up to Patrick Mahomes. I said, "Do you have anything to say about the game?" He goes, "I didn't play. I have nothing to say." I was like, "All right, thank you."
Smart.
That's literally what he told me to my face.
Yeah,
I mean, said, fair enough.
That's what you do. But Shedeur Sanders again. Was not ever challenged to be an adult, and we're clearly seeing why he was a fifth-round pick. Speaking of adults, okay, Shedeur Sanders is 23, right, playing in the NFL. This comes from White Bear Lake, Minnesota, which is right outside Minneapolis. Our friend John Hansen, our old boss John Hansen.
He's the Richard of the Week?
He is not, but this is the high school that his kids will go to, and this is the one where his wife went, I believe, as well.
Ooh.
A 22-year-old man was arrested on Sunday for using a false identity and lying about his age to enroll in a Minnesota high school and play on the football team. The principal of the school said the man's real age was discovered after receiving, quote, reports that an individual enrolled at White Bear Lake High School was over the age of 21. In an email, the parents and the school district principal, Russ Reitz, wrote, upon our initial investigation, we have determined that while enrolling this individual, we followed our enrollment process, which is as rigorous as the law allows. The individual appears to have provided fraudulent documentation to enroll in the school. This guy enrolls in the school and is running out there and playing high school football with children at the age of 22. He was arrested. He was, all of that kind of stuff. And so they said this has happened before. Earlier this year, a 24-year-old man was arrested for pretending to be a 16-year-old high school student in Ohio. He ended up being a member of the junior varsity team. At 24, if you can't make the varsity team in high school, you're pretty awful at that. What are these people doing? At 21, 22 years old, posing as a high school kid to go play high school football? You got some sort of screw loose, man.
What's his name, Billy Madison?
Yeah.
Hey,
everybody else around him too, though. Like, come on, no one's telling that this guy's 6 years older than the rest. Like, it just seems far fetched to me.
Yeah, like there was always like one or two guys in high school when I was there. I mean, that guy had a mustache or something like that. But like, if a 22-year-old is rolling out onto the high school football field, I think the other kids are going to look around and go, "Looks like a man that's out here with us." This comes from another story, too. Some guy in 2011, a man posed as a teen at least 13 different times at 13 different high schools in Dallas, Garland, and Richardson, Texas, using different identities in attempt to play on a football team.
Mm. From the text line, you're not a Richard for that, Dusty. Just work on that handicapping. Yeah, I'm trying, man. I'm trying to get the golf game back. And then somebody says, I lost my house last night, Dusty. Lost my wife and kids. Well, at least there's plenty of fish on the sea. Oh, gosh.
You know what? Back to that text from the 515 about Matt Kleiman, or not Matt, Chris Kleiman.
Yeah.
Matt Kleiman played basketball at KU. If that is true and he is ready for his buyout, then give it to him. Like, I can imagine the pressure this year is really, really tough. And I can imagine the conversation in Manhattan right now is Colin Klein's out there. What if we don't get him? But what if you do get him and Colin Klein isn't a good football coach, right? Then you got to fire one of your greats of all time. So I understand the college dynamic. Everybody wants their guy coaching their school, you know?
Kleinman sent us in a voicemail.
You know, Bob, that's really none of your business.
Okay. So,
sounds a lot like Q.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, again, the NFL parlay, if you want to tag along with us today that we came up with, Nathan has Giants plus 1.5, Bob has New England plus 8.5, and I have the Raiders plus 3.5. We're underdogging it today, so you can go to underdog and bet your over and unders, or you can trail us anywhere you want, and we'll see how that result comes in. Bob's on a heater. He called the Chargers losing, he called the Rams losing, and both have happened, so... Ride the hot guy, as Henry Lake once said. Hey, shout out to Sean Smith. Shout out to Nate Taylor. Shout out to Mitch Holtis. And shout out to Mackenzie Nelson for all joining the show today. Shout out to Nathan, who's going to be with us for another few days as well. Go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your apple picking, your pumpkin lattes, and all sorts of stuff. And we'll talk to you Monday for a Chiefs game here on 96.5 The Fan. Enjoy your week. Cheers.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.